This morning, the Tampa Port Authority approved a land exchange with CSX Transportation. The area, known as Eastport, is leased to Cemex Construction Material. Cemex will build a roadway in the exchanged land. Rick Hood is Assistant Vice President for CSX Real Property.
Well, we've been working with Tampa Port Authority for a couple of years now to try to essentially consolidate some lands to allow the development of property that the port owns adjacent to our Rockport phosphate facility. In doing so, it creates a growth opportunity for new business for the port, hopefully in partnership with CSX on the transportation side, and cleans up some historic issues that are necessary for both parties.
The agreement was complex and took a long time, according to Port of Tampa CEO and Director Richard Wainio.
Like so many of these issues that involve land and submerged lands and access easements that go back, as in this case, many decades, it takes a long time to work through all the legal requirements. And this particular effort took over 2 years of diligent effort, cooperation between CSX and the Tampa Port Authority, and of course Cemex, who is a tenant there that wants to move forward with some construction.
Wainio says the agreement shows once again how well the port works with CSX.
We share a common goal, and that is to move more cargo through the Port of Tampa. And when that happens, we all benefit. And this arrangement will allow us to move forward to develop the East Bay properties, and hopefully, again, as the economy picks up, as construction starts to pick back up in Florida, we'll be able to see huge amounts of aggregate and construction-related materials perhaps moving through that area.
CSX's Hood agrees that the partnership between the rail company and the Port of Tampa is essential.
You know, it's important for us as a transportation company to look at the port as a partner. Any growth to the port, we're opportunistic and hopeful that we can gain some portion of that that might either come in or leave by train.
In other business Tuesday, the Port Authority agreed to pay $60,000 per year for occasional access to a Florida Aquarium tour boat. Previously, the lease was $90,000 per year for a smaller craft. Next Thursday is the Tampa Port Authority's final millage rate and budget hearing for fiscal year 2010. On October 4th, the port will hold an event recognizing the inaugural call for a regular container ship route between Tampa and Puerto Rico run by Horizon Lines. The next Port Authority monthly business meeting will be October 20th. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.